I mean, are you excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
There we go. I didn't know if I was at church or they were going to bring a casket in or, I mean, it's okay to be, you know, but I believe that when two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst of them. And I'm the same everywhere I go, everything I do, I'm just going to do my best to trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about prayer, and then we are going to put prayer in practice, okay? Now, I'm a little excited. I used to be a youth leader, and man, I went back there. Boy, they is jumping back there, ain't it? It's good to hear a youth group. It is so good. You know, I got ran over by two little kids, and, you know, they were just running under my leg, and it just felt good, so... And I know what Jonathan was trying to do. He was trying to break the ice. I'm just the type of person, y'all, where you get what you get. I'm a very honest, upfront, truthful, transparent man of God. Amen? Let me just go ahead and just share something that I know you guys take for granted. And Stan and I talked about this before. And not saying everyone... but a lot of us take it for granted. When we get to heaven, the Bible talks about us praising the Lord and worshiping God all day, right? You know, he talks about us, you know, when he says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, you have been faithful over this. And we all trying to get to heaven, right? Come on, y'all. Do anybody care about going to heaven? Okay, good. Am I in church? Yeah. Like, come on now. You know, we're going to get there because the word that the Lord gave me is coming with power and authority. And if you don't want it, you won't get it. But if you want it, you will receive it. And just to understand something, I heard these young men over there talking about something. And one of them brought up Moses and the burning bush. And he said, take your shoes off. We're staying on holy ground. You cannot listen to God unless you're willing to trust and believe what he's saying to you. And then I heard my niece Danielle said, Uncle Andy, it's just been a tough time sometimes. It just feel like I've been going through warfare. Let me tell you something. Warfare sometimes is the greatest place to be. Why? Because you can put God to work. We're going to put God to work tonight. We're going to put God to work. But what we're going to do tonight, we're going to accept the fact of what's going on here. What's going on in this church right now don't happen all the time. Different denomination, different culture, and let's just be completely honest, different race. Can I keep it all the way real with you? And the reason why I think it is happening now, because somebody has to stand up and say, what's wrong with us making sure that we know what heaven really looks like? See, if you understand what heaven really looks like, we will erase culture boundaries. We will erase racist boundaries that we don't even realize are there, right? You think about it. We have created the concept that we have to accept what's going on. I don't believe that. I don't have to accept the fact that a white church in Bridgeville and a predominantly white church in Bridgeville and a predominantly black church in Ellendale can't come together and talk about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all should clap your hands for that. Because actually, what you're doing right now, you're canceling culture. And what you don't understand right now, God is very pleased with us sitting in this atmosphere together. Because you want to know why? We have created this thing where it's uncomfortable to do new things with new Christian people. But I don't understand when we call each other Christian people or believers, where we got to understand that you, my brother, from another mother, but we got the same daddy. Come on here, somebody. And I'm trying
to keep myself composed because I love this kind of an atmosphere because the devil said years ago, I will keep different cultures away from each other. I will make sure that they don't go and know how blessed Gateway is. I will make sure they don't see how blessed Dominion is. But through God, the author and the finisher of our faith, the one that said, I will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think according to what? The power that worketh within what? You. Somebody tell your neighbor, I have power tonight. Because I overcame something that other folk fear. That means fellowshipping outside of my culture. Man, listen. And now I have gotten to a place where it said, it's not a black God, come on, or a white God, or Hispanic God, or a green God, or a orange God. He is God over all, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So now that we're comfortable with being uncomfortable, yes, come on. I told you I'm very transparent. I say stuff that other leaders won't say. And the thing about it is the reason why we're not uncomfortable now because we have stepped in the atmosphere of what? The Holy Spirit. He is the only being that makes us be one being. The Holy Spirit. So now what I want you to do, I want you to look at somebody that you don't know and I want you to say, what's going on, my brother? What's going on, my sister? Let's get ready to empower one another. Matter of fact, go and high five somebody and say, let's get ready to empower one another. Excitement is in the building now. Expectation is in the building now. Joy is in the building now. Peace is in the building now. See, now I know that the brother over here got my back. Come on here, somebody. So when he prays for me, I know that it's going to be effective. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Dominion, it's going to be a little repetition to you, but you know how I am. If it's got to be heard more than once, that means God really wants it said. I want someone to go to Philippians real quick, chapter 4. Because we are going to put prayer into practice tonight. Why do we pray? Most people say, I pray so the sick can get healed. I pray, so I can communicate with God. And I pray, for my church. I pray for my wife. I pray for my husband, my kids, my community. We pray for so many things. But we forget one thing after prayer. It's walking away with the understanding that whatever I prayed is going to happen. Oh, come on, y'all. We always pray with a whole bunch of unbelief because the church teaches, pray, hey, pray, hey, pray, hey, pray, hey, pray, pray, pray. But it never tells you when you get up from prayer. You better thank God and tell him, I thank you for what you're going to do after I pray this. I thank God because everything I pray tonight, for those of you, I trust and believe that it will happen. I trust and believe that somebody's kid gonna get off drugs because of prayer tonight. I trust and believe that chains gonna be broken, mindsets are gonna be delivered because of my prayer tonight. I don't know if you believe in your prayer, but I believe in my prayer. Because I've learned now that I have to believe in what I'm talking to God. Because he said, if I walk away and not believe what I'm praying, I am a double-minded person and I am an unstable in every single one of my ways. You want to know what brings instability in your life? Unbelief. You know who are the most unbelieving people in the world? The church. Because we got so used to dealing with the concepts. We got so used to dealing with the things that the church do instead of walking in God's glory. Huh? We get used to raising our hands, but what are your hands raised for? Not because that's what everybody do. No, what are you doing it for? Huh? Now, when you pray, you got to quit wondering if my prayer is going to be answered. You got to quit saying, well, when I get there, I hope Pastor Tim is there. When I get there, I hope Brother Stan is there. No, when you get where you're getting, hopefully you'll be there. Your prayer has power. And I'm talking about power tonight. I ain't talking about no regular church stuff tonight. I'm talking about God's power tonight. Your authority tonight. Amen? Now, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Can we read that real quick, Linda? Who has it? Be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Tell your neighbor, quit worrying about everything. I love when people talk to each other because you make yourself accountable. So that's just me. Quit worrying about everything, right? And don't we do it? We say we don't, but look, man, listen, I said, I'm not worried about the rain. Man, I looked out at my field. I seen that I could float a boat in the field. And then I started getting worried. And, you know, I'm like, because see, the devil does something that we keep forgetting. He don't care we come to church. He don't care that we pray. He don't care that we fast. He don't care that we come and we worship. You want to know what he cares? Whether we believe what someone's telling us when it comes down to God. It says we cast down every thought and imagination that comes against what? The knowledge. He don't care about what you do. He cares about what you know. Do you know God's going to bless you tonight? See, because some of us think that God only blesses. Sunday mornings is the great morning in the world. No, anytime you come into the presence of a great and mighty God, it is a time for you to celebrate. But we have put. I can worship by myself and have a whole service, huh? Cry out to God. I can run around my house by myself. I don't need a Sunday. I just need a day. Come on, y'all. Be careful for nothing. Quit worrying about everything. Let's just go. Let's just start believing. Now, we got prayer teams in here tonight. We got folk that pray tonight. But see, we still cannot pray and not believe what we pray. What did the man of God say? Jesus, I hope you could. I know that you're going to heal my son. But what did he say? But just in case, help my what? Unbelief. We all got it. Help my unbelief. I don't want to be halfway healed. So if me, tell yourself me, I can stop God from moving in my life. It ain't nobody else's prayers, but I can stop God from moving in my life. Amen. Everybody with me? All right, let's go. Read, Linda. Everything. How many things? Somebody shout everything. Everything. Everything through prayer and supplication. It says be anxious for nothing. So you see that he's making it clear that we're not supposed to be anxious for nothing, but pray about everything. Be anxious for nothing, but pray about everything. Be worried about nothing, but pray about everything. Tell your neighbor, what are you worried about? Pray. Seek God. Quit wondering, am I going to get my, listen, I don't see nobody in here work 40 hours a week and you wonder, wherever you work, say, am I going to get my check this Friday? No, because you trust and believe, because you put in time, you put in work, and it said, if you punch your clock and you clock in and out like you're supposed to, your check is going to be either in the mail or it's going to be a direct deposit. Most of you never question that. Why? Because you know that that boss said that payment is coming when you're supposed to get paid. Then why when God says, good God Almighty, why when God tells you, be anxious for nothing, but pray about everything. Now, this man done cheated you. You're still working for him. He's still paying you. God's never cheated you. God's never left you nor forsook you. But every time God don't give you what you think you need on Friday, then we begin to worry. But we never worry about a man. This is where we're going wrong at. We got so much trust in man now that we forgot how powerful God is. I'm going to teach you something tonight about how powerful your God is. And if he's in you, you have that same power. He says, I go to prepare a place, but I'm going to leave you something. called the Holy Spirit. Don't ever be scared of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever be frightened of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever knock how he comes in. I'm sorry, I wanted to teach, but I feel the Holy Spirit in here. And it says, through prayer and what? Preparation, through prayer and preparation, through prayer and belief. Pray about what, Linda? Everything. What else do it say, Linda? With what? That's what we're going to learn. Huh? We do a whole bunch of praying. But do you ever walk away and say, thank you, Lord, for doing that? Huh? Huh? We're going to put that into practice tonight. Huh? When we do, matter of fact, I'm going to show you right now. Somebody get something to pray for, just one thing on your mind. One thing right quick. Stand to your feet. And no, we got to put prayer into practice, right? I teach my church sometimes. I was like, you know, people always say, pray for me. We always said, I got you, and forget all about them. Start praying right then. Why are you ashamed of somebody said, I need you to pray for me? Why do we have to go home to pray and the atmosphere is set right there? Because they're in a receptive, come on. Now, I want you to think about someone or something that you want prayer for. And I want you to pray it out loud, not real loud, but out loud for the next 10 seconds. You ready? Go ahead. Time's up. Well, how can he stop me from praying? Do you believe what you prayed? Yes. Do you know that it's going to happen? Yes. Do you believe that the prayers of the righteous availeth much? Yes. Do you know what that really means? Yes. Then I dare you to say, Lord, I thank you because it's going to happen. Some of y'all even said that with unbelief. Because you got to get used to your prayer moving mountains. You got to get used to your prayer moving mountains, not just the great bishop, the great pastor, the ministers. No, our prayer. Little old me can move a mountain. The reason why I know that is because God has did it with a whole bunch of little people in the Bible. So if he used a chicken and a donkey, I know he can use me. Have a seat real quick. Now it said prayer and it said thanksgiving. I'm thanking him for my kids being saved because they're not right now. They're doing all the things I used to do. But when I thank them, I'm saying, God, I already know my son's coming in to help me run the church. God, I already know my daughter's going to stop smoking weed, going to stop partying. Come on, don't act like I'm the only one who got kids out there doing something. I want my nephew to come home from Qatar safely. I want my other nephew to come. See, I pray with not just a prayer in tongue now. I pray with a prayer in spirit now. Because I'm expecting whatever I pray to happen. Oh, well, you just too haughty. No, I'm a believer. What y'all on the prayer team for? How can you pray that your prayer can work for someone else and you don't even believe it working for you? Don't pray for me if you can't pray for yourself. Don't pray for my headache if you can't pray for your toothache. Come on, man. I'm thankful that God put me in position to pray. Whenever things happen, Danny, the reason why warfare has come, because he's telling you, I want you to talk to me more. I want you to talk to me more. Why? Because he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He wants you to talk to him more because he's saying, I know you believe that you can't do it, but the spirit cry out, even when you don't know what to pray, Danny, even when you don't know what to pray. When we get to a certain place, Stan, our moans and groans talk to God. Huh? That word good, ain't it? Read, Linda. Let your request be made known unto who? We got to quit running to man all the time. And I'm not saying that man don't have some of the answers because leaders do. But sooner or later, God wants you to sit in your house, in your atmosphere that you create. Good God Almighty. And set an atmosphere of praise and prayer in your house. And he wants you to say, God, whatever I'm getting ready to, I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to beg, and I'm not going to plead. I'm just going to decree and declare the works of the Lord. That's what we're going to do tonight with one another. Huh? Read that part again, Linda. Uh-huh. With thanksgiving. Let your what? Why are we pleading? This is scripture. Why are we pleading? And all we got to do is make a request. We mess our own stuff up with God because God, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. I mean, please, please. All we got to do is make a request. Be thankful and get up and go. He told Daniel, you the one kept praying. I heard you the first time. Because culture teaches you, oh, you got to tarry for 16 hours. He heard you hour one. But because of church concept and church people and people teach you, oh, you just got to keep praying until you hear from them. How you know you don't hear from them and they got you talking and saying 500 things? Communication means both back and forth. So I got to stop sometimes and listen. If I gave God a request, sometimes I got to sit and listen and say, now, God, you speak. But you want to know what we want to hear? We want to hear him say, it's over, it's done, it's through, I did it, it's okay, I da 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 da. No, sometimes he said, stand still. Good God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He said, sometimes he said, stand still and see the salvation. You looking for healing and you looking for deliverance. No, stand still and see my salvation. What did David say? Renew a right spirit in me, creating me a clean heart. Get me back to the place where all I want is you, God. If I don't get this money, I'm still going to serve you like I never needed the money. If they don't get saved tomorrow, I'm still going to serve you till they do get saved. We have to start understanding to make our what? Petitions. No, request. You done, Linda? Huh? Okay, now, real quick, I want you to go to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, I think it's verse 16. Real quick, saying I'm moving out the way. I'm getting ready.
I'm getting ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. My Linda. For now, you know. Go ahead. I think it's 16. 16. And then someone else. Real quick, find me. While she got James 5 and 16 so we can move fast, find me Romans 8 and 26. But give me James right now. Go ahead.
Confess your faults.
Confess your what?
Faults.
Confess your faults. Some of us, we got faults, right? This is when we talk to people because we get it twisted. We run to people when we want God to move in our life. No, most of the time when we got to run to people is sometimes we got to say, stay and listen. Man, I've been struggling in this area, brother. You hear me, bro? I've been struggling in this area. I'm holding hatred. I'm holding some things in my heart. I can't even focus on nothing. Confess your faults. See, listen. But the reason why a lot of Christians and believers can't move on because we're so proud that we don't want to let other folk know what we're going through and what we don't really understand. Deliverance is right in the house. Somebody been through what you're going through, so you can confess your faults so they can say, you know what? Now I know why. Hey. That I went through that lustful situation. Let's talk about it. Now I know why that I went through that unforgiveness. Now I know why, because you. Now watch this when we begin to get transparent enough, watch what happens. Read, Linda. And what? After I tell Stan, hey, listen, man, I'm just ready to quit. The ministry is getting tough. And before we leave, we are going to pray for Pastor Tim, too. Because I don't know if y'all know, it is difficult being a leader, a father, a husband, an uncle, a community leader, and a man. And then have to go home and then deal with all your own stuff that's dealing with what you dealing with on the inside. But you still got to suppress it because everybody needs. Come on here, somebody. But we built for this thing, baby. We built for this. Read, Linda.
That he may
that he may be healed. Now watch this. Now we asking a whole bunch of healing. Listen, we don't even really have to ask God for healing, right? I'm teaching you what the word says. Go backwards, Linda, and read this. One to another, what? And pray one for another. The reason why I'm teaching you this, because the Bible says by his stripes we are already what?
Healed.
By his stripes we are already what?
Healed.
All we're doing is waiting on a manifestation of the healing, right? All we're doing is waiting on a manifestation of the healing. I dare somebody yell out, healing is mine. For over 2,000 years, it's already mine. I don't care what I can't see right now. I already can see. Good God, listen. Healing is mine. I left some of y'all. Because anybody need healing in your body? Huh? Anybody? Come on, wave your hands. I need healing in my body. I need healing in my body. So I dare you say healing is mine.
Healing is mine.
Not because I see it.
Because he said it.
And some of y'all saying, well, what about the people who died with certain things or died with certain things? They didn't die with it. They didn't die with it. Huh? You want to know why? Because different diseases can't live in a body that's not functioning nowhere. So cancer can't die with that person. So that means they didn't die with it. Y'all, I just jumped over y'all ear right there. They died of cancer. No, they didn't. They died because it was God's time. But cancer stayed here on this earthly realm because it's disgusting and despicable, especially if they were people of God. They didn't die with cancer. Cancer just was in their body. They died with God. Why would it say that everybody, when they get there, they're going to be healed? When do healing start? When I die. Read, Linda. Now, you still didn't hear this. Go back again, Linda, because these church folk didn't hear it. Now, hold on. It said pray one for another. Huh? It says pray to one another, Linda? Pray one for another?
Yeah.
Everybody got their Bible?
Yep.
Do it say pray for one another? Huh? It says pray for one another. Because I don't want y'all to believe me.
Right.
You don't know if I'm lying. You don't know if I wrote my own Bible and came in here tonight. It says pray what? Pray one for another or for one another, right? So that means I'm supposed to pray for you, not with you. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I teaching right? Right?
Yeah.
Read that, Linda. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And then what happens after I pray for Stan? Good God Almighty. Why am I asking God for healing? Sometimes my healing is predicated on whether I pray for you or not. You want to get healed? Start praying for folk. Because maybe it might take the 100th person. Maybe it might take 99. But I'm going to tell you right now, it has to happen because the Bible says it. It says pray for one another and then what? Then you, who may be healed? Say it again. So tell your neighbor, I'm going to start praying for you more. Point around in the room and say, I'm going to start praying for you more. Because my healing coming through me praying for you. Huh? Man, come on, man. We got to start believing the word. This is why prayer don't work, because we really don't know what we're praying. We just know the concept of prayer. What does the word say about prayer? Now, what else to say, Linda? Who's righteous in here? I didn't ask who perfect. I didn't ask who perfect. I didn't ask who perfect. Who's righteous in here? Huh? Who's keeping their righteous indignation? Who's keeping their righteousness tight? Huh? Anybody righteous in here? Because you can't really find righteous folk no more. You just always find right folk. Everybody want to be right. You know what I mean? Don't nobody want to be righteous. They just want to be right. Anybody in here righteous? Because I'm trying to get you to a place where the reason why you're not answering, because you're overthinking it. Everybody in here saved? Yes. Huh? Holy Ghost? Yes. You believe in the power of God?
Yes.
You know that God has saved you?
Yes.
You know that God has risen?
Yes.
You know what Easter is all about?
Yes.
It ain't about no green and purple and yellow and pink eggs and no big doofus bunny with, you know, nah. It's about he has risen because somebody had to die so you can live.
Yes.
See, he had to die for righteousness so you can live in righteousness. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Spirit releasing. Listen, anybody in here righteous?
Yes.
Now, how many of y'all came to pray tonight?
Yes.
Huh? If you came to pray tonight, you better be righteous. Because we make this thing so, what's wrong with being righteous? Well, I'm not perfect. I didn't ask you to be perfect. I just say, are you in at least right standing till your prayer hit more than this ceiling? Because I need a healing in my life. I need to leave here knowing that somebody's prayer touched God for me. Right? So now, how many people righteous? That's seven of y'all. That's seven. I'm trying to get at least 15. I don't know how many people in here, but I'm trying to get at least 15. Anybody righteous in here?
Yeah.
And see, some of y'all probably saying, I don't get loud like that. I don't even know why he's here getting loud. We don't usually get. I didn't ask you what you usually do. I asked you, were you righteous?
Yeah.
Are you righteous?
Yeah.
Are you walking in God's will?
Yeah.
To the best of your ability, do you believe that if you die today, that you're going to heaven?
Yes.
All right, then, so who's righteous?
Yes.
Good grief. We are so timid. Church folk get, but let it be a good service. We knocking pews over and kicking stuff. Let it be the right song. We spinning like, hanging from that chandelier there. Let it be the right atmosphere. Why don't you set your own atmosphere? Why things got to be a certain way for you to enjoy God? Matter of fact, you are the music. You are the music. You are the harp. You are the cymbal. You are the flute. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You got to make sure you take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it for your good. Now, let me read that again. I don't know about y'all, but he talking to me. That scripture talking to me. He talking to you? Huh? That scripture talking to me. He talking to you? That scripture talking to me. He talking to you? Stan, he talking to you? He talking to me because he said the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means I believe that my prayer, when I leave here tonight, somebody going to get something that they asking for. I know some of y'all don't believe it, but I'm going to tell you right now. I stand on this thing, and this is not bragging or boasting. I am like Paul in this season. I'm confident in this thing, that everything I pray for, I expect it to happen, not because I'm a leader or because I'm a pastor, because I am a righteous man. And the Bible says a good man's steps are ordered by what? The Lord. Talk to me about getting in position. Get in position to believe in yourself. Go ahead, Linda. Just get ready to scare some of y'all. Go ahead. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Boy, I wish Elias was here now. I need some Elias in my life. Oh, I need an Elias in my life. Boy, you see, you know we got faith in the field, right? Right? Y'all been to the faith in the field?
Yep.
Right now, it's the flood in the field. We could have did baptisms today. We could have literally did baptism, but I just had to get too low to the ground. I've not made it there yet to do like the man of God did when he got off the chariot and went down in that little cistern, that ditch. I haven't had the faith to ditch baptize yet. People can say, well, come on down here and baptize me. Look, I'll do it from the road. You stand in the ditch. Eli stopped it from raining. Read. And he prayed when?
Again.
Somebody tell your neighbor, if prayer don't work, do it again. What's wrong with praying again? Huh? What's wrong with praying again? Oh, see, some of y'all, oh, I just feel so embarrassed when my prayer don't work. Oh, my God, my prayer didn't work. Oh! Oh, my God, my prayer, I was so embarrassed. I prayed, and they didn't fall out. They didn't even cry. They just stood there. What are you expecting to happen? You ain't God. You looking for emotions. I'm looking for a spiritual awakening. You're looking for emotion. You're looking for tears. And I'm looking for the inside. Huh? I'm looking for the inside to be cultivated. You're looking for emotions. Emotions don't move God. Your feelings don't move God. Your faith and your belief moves God. If it didn't work, pray again. Right? If it didn't work, pray again. We'll get ready to pray. Romans 8, real quick. This is for those of you who are going through spiritual warfare and go through some things that you don't understand that you're going through. Because God, when people say, you got to be prayed up, and they don't explain what that means. That means God will have you praying for things in a certain season that even when you can't pray in the season you need them the most. That is some prayer stored up, that even your moans will move God, because he know what you're moaning about because you prayed about it 6 months ago. Anybody want your stuff to happen right now? Huh? You are the one might be disappointed. Yeah. Because you don't look for it to happen right now. You look for it to happen anyway. See, I serve not just a right now God. I serve because he said it, God. Huh? It's never not on time. You ever thought you needed the money and then when you did get the money, it was right on time? Huh? You thought you needed that check and you was mad because it didn't come, but when it came, you said, that's why that check didn't come. Huh? 8:26. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the what helps our infirmities? The Spirit. Y'all understand that God never came. Jesus came. Jesus left. And he said, I'm not saying don't focus on me, because I don't want you to keep saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I left you a helper. Help me up in here. See, it's things that Jesus couldn't even do while he was on earth. Jesus was never omnipresent, but God was, because when Jesus was here on earth, can I teach? He was a man just like us, so he couldn't be in 2-3 places at one time. But the Holy Spirit can be in your house, your house, your house, your house, your house, all at the same time, knowing what he do best. That's blessing your house. Go ahead, Linda. For we know not what we should pray for, because we always overthink it. I wonder what we should do. I wonder what we should say. I wonder how we should say it. Oh, my goodness. Can I pray like him? Can I pray like her? I need to pray 6 minutes now instead of 6 hours. Ain't that what we worry about? We worry about how we sound, how long it takes. And the whole time we negating the fact of all he's saying is just talk to me. If you don't know how to pray, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, if we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. That is the prayer that he told you to pray. If you don't know no prayer, you got to know that. You want to know why? That is one of the most powerful prayers. Our Father, you're acknowledging him. Hallowed be thy name. There's no name like him. Huh? So you're starting off with letting him know you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Go ahead, Linda. As we ought to know. We should know. Go ahead. Because he loves us. Because he loves us so much. He's saying you ought to know what to pray for, but because I love you. Come on, man. I'm going to talk to God for you. I love you so much that I'm going to talk to God for you. I love you so, I don't think you understand. This love is an everyday kind of love. I love you so much that I am going to talk to God for you because I know where your heart is. I know that right now you're going through warfare. I know right now that you can't deal with a lot of things. Because anybody in here going through some things where you feel like your prayers aren't touching nothing? Come on here. I've been there. Come on here. Raise your hand. It's okay to be there. Don't let none of these people make you think they ain't been there. I done been to a point where I felt like I can't even call on Jesus because he's not listening to me because this thing hurts so bad. I've been too proud as a man to let another man know. I don't want to cry to him because my bills and my wife and my kids and different things are weighing heavy on me, and I feel like God ain't listening to me. Has anybody ever been there? But because he loves us so much, he said, even when you can't pray, brothers and sisters, I will intercede for you because I know you want to pray. I feel God in here. He said, I know you want to do this, but you can't open your mouth. But what Linda said, has anybody ever had that oh moment? Jesus. Have you ever had that moment where you just stuck your hands up and all you could say was, oh God? You can't even say, help me. All you can say is, oh God. Anybody ever been there? Yeah. But the Spirit said, guess what? I like when you're there. Because now you have gotten to a point where you can completely trust me. Some things happen so you can lean on him. Read, Linda.
And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. That means he knows your heart. He knows why you can't open your mouth. This thing hurts so bad. I'm embarrassed about this thing. It hurts so bad. I can't even tell nobody. So how can I talk? And he comes in and he don't search your mind. The Holy Spirit never searches your mind. The Holy Spirit comes in and he deals with the thing that you hide the most, your heart. And he comes in and he says, I know you don't want to say it. I know you can't say it. But because I know you, young man, because I know you, the Lord told me to pray for a lot of you men tonight that your pride would drop and your spirit would lift. Read, Linda.
Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
According to what? Somebody need to start praying in his will. Everything's not going to happen in your time. That's why I said everybody who wants them to do it now, you're going to be disappointed because it all still has to be where? In his will. It has to be in his will. Not in his time. It's in his will. The reason why God don't deal with us with time, because time means nothing to him. It means more to us. That's why he doesn't deal with us time. He deals with us in his will. Oh, man. I wish I had time to teach that. God's will is overriding our time because when we pray, what do we want? Things done when?
Now.
now. When we wake up in the morning, we have somewhere to go in now. When we get off from work, after we leave work, we have somewhere to go in now. God does not deal with time. That's why he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. One day is as 1,000 years. That's why he can't deal with time, because we're waiting on him to come today. And he said, I'm going to come 1,000 years. Man, listen. You can't accept God's time, because his time is way beyond us. That's why he told him. That's why he told Moses. He's saying, show me your glory. When he says, show me your glory. See, glory has to do with God's infinite power. So he, listen, we never can stand in God's infinite power. That's why when we die, our body's got to stay here, but our spirit and soul go with him, because our body can't stand the glory of God. That's why he said, go stand on a cliff and I will wave to you, because you can't take all of me. Because he's so powerful. Time to God is nothing. He hung the moon with no strings. I mean, he spread the galaxy with everything. Why do you think when people go on outside realms and go to different planets, they never find anything and bring it back here? The mostly thing they bring back here is rocks. They can't bring nothing living here, because God has set it up where this is Earth and heaven, not Jupiter in heaven. Man, I know that's too. When we begin to understand God don't think like we think, we'll begin to trust him more. So if you're waiting for God to do it absolutely right now, you might be disappointed. He can, because he is a sudden God. But I'm talking about folk that's waiting for God to do it because the word said he's going to do it. You have to get in your mindset that whatever I call God to do, he's going to do it in his time. But it's going to be according to what? His will. It's his will. This is why we get so upset with God, because we expect his will to go with our time, and it never happens. Let's get back to prayer. What did that say, Linda? According to the will of God. Everybody stand to your feet. Jonathan, could you play something?
Yeah.
Now, what we get ready to do, you're not going to pray for yourself. Because the Bible taught us tonight that the effective fervent prayers of who? Avail of what? And then the Bible also taught us, be anxious for nothing but pray about what?
Everything.
And walk away when you pray with what? Thanksgiving. Knowing that your prayer is going to be answered. And it also said sometimes we got to confess our faults one to another, and then we can get what? Healed. I don't want to just pray tonight no more. I don't want to just pray anymore. I want to trust in my prayer like I never had before. Well, I already do. Well, then you're okay. But there's some people in here, you don't believe that you have the power to move a mountain. And he's given you that power. You. He's given you that power to move a mountain. He's given you that power to do everything that God has called you to do. You are a walking epistle. You are a true man of God. You are the next one that's going to walk through your neighborhood and proclaim Jesus. You can do this. Why? Not because you're called to do it, because you're chosen to do it. Whatever it is that God wants you to do, he will make room. The Spirit of the Lord says your gift will make room for you. And those of you who are here tonight, God is going to give you the gift of prayer. Now, I want you to listen at something. I could say that wrong, but I'm not saying it wrong. Because prayer, you know, when people have different prayer groups and different things, prayer is not a gift, really. The reason why prayer is not one of the spiritual gifts, because everybody can get it. Everybody's not going to be able to speak in tongues. Everybody's not going to be able to translate tongues. Everybody's not going to be able to prophesy. But each and every one of us have the power and the opportunity to do what? Pray. Because if it was a gift, he would not be able to give it to all of us. because all of us wouldn't be able to receive it. But he just said prayer is essential and prayer is universal and prayer bypasses culture, race, denomination, everything, because it's only communicating with God. And for God and to God. Even though I'm praying for Brother Stan, I am talking to God for Brother Stan. My prayer is going to touch heaven tonight, not this ceiling. And we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to pray with power and authority and anointing and listen and preparation. Somebody say, I'm built for this. You better be. You better be. I'm looking for warriors tonight, not whiners. I'm looking for warriors. I'm looking for soldiers, not just saints. Because saints know how to do certain things, but soldiers always stay ready. I don't need you to get ready. Soldiers, stay ready. Saints, get ready. Soldiers, stay ready. Whiners complain. Warriors make requests. Can we make some requests tonight? Now, I want you tonight, specifically, pray for 7 people. I don't know why the Lord told me. 7. 7 people. You want to know why? Ain't nothing left out. Just like he told Israel, I got 12 tribes and it's 12 loaves of bread for each tribe. Nobody's going to be left out. 7 people. That's Sunday through Sunday. You want to know why? Because everything that happens tonight, you're going to see it in God's time. You're going to see it. You believe that? You believe that? I know it. Say it again.
I know it.
Lift your hands.
I know.
I lift it. I know. Say it one more time.
I know.
Everything I pray tonight,
everything,
going to be released. In the name. Glory to God. That's it. Lift them just a little bit higher. I know it. God, he's changing your mindset right now. He's making you understand that it was never for to hurt you or to tear you down. It was to get you to a place where you can say tonight, I know, without a shot of a doubt. He will. Said he will. Said he will. Because he said it and he has to do it. In Jesus' name. That's it. Now I want you to praise him like you ain't never. Anybody else believe whatever's going on, it's stopping. It's stopping, right? It's stopping. And I want you to tell your neighbor, said, if it don't work tonight, I'm going to pray again. Lift your hands right where you are. Lift them, lift them, lift them, lift them, lift them, lift them. Because you have a heart for not just God, but for the knowledge of God. You want to know more and more and more and more and more. Oh, glory to God. God says he's going to, and I'm talking about dwell in you. But you have to get to a place where you might not get all the answers, but you're going to get everything that he wants you to have. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. And I want you to begin to say, Lord, I thank you for filling me with your knowledge. But Lord, don't forget to fill me with your wisdom. In Jesus' name, I will know the knowledge and wisdom of God. For the works of the Lord and the kingdom of the Lord, nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to stop me. I am the righteousness of God. Now begin to praise God right where you are. Now. Listen. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. I want you to look up in the air and I want you to say, my prayer tonight. No, you saying it like saints. I'm talking about where my soldiers at. And I want you to look up and I want you to stand at attention. And I want you to say, my prayer tonight.
My prayer tonight.
Gonna move mountains.
And I want you to open your mouth. Don't you sit up there and say, oh, well, Lord, can you? No, no. I want you to decree and declare the works of the Lord. Stop playing and start praying. This ain't about whether you on a team. This ain't about whether somebody call you more or ask you what to do and what not to do. This is about you understanding that God called me for this in this season. He called you. He called you. You're here, right? You're here, right? Come on, man. You're here, right? So that means everything. And I'm going to tell you, every time you go move to seven people and every person you move from, I'm telling you, I feel a praise like crazy in this place. It's coming. I can't leave you alone. It's coming. It's coming. It's, oh, good God Almighty. Whatever you've been dealing with, it is for your good. And sometimes God has to operate in a way where he can't put you to sleep because he wants you to remember what you went through. Because the Bible says, just like a woman that's been pregnant, once she gives birth, once she gives birth to the baby, she begins to forget the pain because the joy could. That's it, Holy Spirit. Because of the joy. That's it. The joy. The joy. I'm anointed for this. This is the, I'm anointed. That's it. You got to release that thing. Because he said, you've been going through for 9 months or so. And this thing has been rocking your world. And it's been tight. And you've been having contractions and labor pains. But God says, I'm about to birth ministry.
Y'all ready? Because we ain't going to be here all night. Y'all ready? Let's get ready to go to war. Go pray. Go pray for seven people. Right now, I don't want you to come up to me because the Lord's still using me. But I want you to pray for seven people. No, pray with, pray. You don't have to be long. Just trust and know what you said. You got to get through your seven because we're not going to be here all night.
The effective, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Stay here. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I'm righteous enough to move mountains. That's it. That's it. Touch heaven. Not just the people. Come on, give it and receive it. Give prayer and receive prayer. And as you begin to move to the next person, I want you to begin to shout out in your spirit, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's a song that says, You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turned it for good. You turned it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turned it for good. You turned it for good. Get your healing. It's said when you begin to pray for one another, then your healing will come. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turned it for good. You turned it for good. That's it. Come on, move, move. Get through your seven. Get through your seven, because the praise is going to take place. Turn that up just a little bit. That's a war song right there. That's a war song right there. My God will never fail. Victory, victory. That's it. Believe everything that you pray in. Begin to move in this thing with confidence. I'm not backing down from any giants. Somebody yell out, my God will never fail. That's it. God, we thank you for what you've done tonight. We thank you for how you've done it. God, we thank you for the pastor of this house. And right now, God, as the leader, God, I am praying right now for Pastor Tim and his family and all of his kids. God, I pray a special prayer of covering, a special prayer of strength, a special prayer, God, of peace that surpasses all understanding, God. God, you know as a leader, it is not easy all the time. And God, I ask you right now, Father God, just to give him a fresh anointing in this season. God, restore him like never before. Help him, Father God, to keep doing what he needs to do in this season. When it gets tiresome, God, give him
him the strength. When he don't know, God, give him the wisdom, God. Put the team around him, God. Let Gateway begin to file behind him and come around him like true warriors, like the book of Judges, God, where Gideon got the warriors together and they got down to drink, God. Let Pastor Tim, Father God, be anointed in this season like never before, God, so that the community know that God is not just at Gateway, but Gateway is in the community and we are representing God. God, I thank you for the youth group. I thank you for everybody that's standing in the gap for the both churches. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that nothing's going to stop these two ministries, that we will walk in the glory of God, that we will call those things that are not as though they were, and healing, deliverance will take place everywhere we walk. Take off your shoes, Dominion and Gateway, this season, because you are walking on holy ground. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We call it done. We decree and declare that we will see the victory. Amen.